trick her into laying.
Come back to that again.
Something. It might have been made out of china, or it was, at least it was round and white. And you put it under a hen to trick her into laying.
Gravel? A stone?
Might have been a stone or a china egg.
China,
you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Never heard of china eggs.
What did you use to carry water in from the spring back up to the house?
Well, we used a pail, water pails, a bucket.
Were there
and
any different?
When they, when we, you know, needed a lot of water, like if we were going to wash or make homilies where you had to really have a lot of water, my dad would haul it in a bale by wagon.
Are there any difference between buckets and pails, what they're made out of, maybe?
Well, a pail, I would say, a bucket, I would say, some of them are tin, but at this time we had those wooden buckets made like a bale, you know, mm-hmm. It had the hooks around it, and that's the best water, like it got a kind of a cedar. It's the best water when you have water sitting in those, I don't know what you would call them, but it's not a aluminum or a tin plastic bucket, it's a wood bucket made out of wood, mm-hmm. And something kind of like this panel, made out of wood, and it's got the hooks around it. Those are the kind of buckets that we always let the water sit in, but we would carry it in the, buckets with the handles, big handles.
So this one, you let it sit in, didn't have handles, they were just to store water?
Well, some of them did, and some of them didn't. They just was a big wooden pail bale thing, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. What kind of bucket might you have kept in the kitchen to keep scraps in for the hogs?
Well, they call it the slop bucket. Does that sound like
it? That sounds like it. That's exactly it.
Yeah, that's a
okay.
Slop bucket. That's what they call it.
What do you fry your eggs in for breakfast in the morning?
Well, do I fry my eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Frying pan.
Have you ever heard of a frying pan that had legs on it and cooked with it near the fireplace?
Yeah, I have heard of them. I mean, I've seen them.
Does spider mean anything to you, or creeper?
Yeah, I've heard people call them spiders.
This is old-timey stuff.
Old-time stuff, it sure is. Folks, they used to call them spiders.
Let's say you come home from a long day at work and you decided that you wanted a cup of tea. You put water in something and put it on the stove to heat up. What would you put water in?
In the tea kettle.
Okay. Is there a difference between a kettle and something that's, they're big and they're usually black, iron, great big, and not a wash clothes in them?
Pop.
There'd be
difference.
Mm-hmm. Would you call maybe a wash pot a kettle, or is the kettle the small one? And
a kettle is small. You might call a wash pot a kettle, but a kettle. Now, in my mother and them's day, they had a kettle made out of the same material that the wash pot is made out of. Iron kettle.
Uh-huh.